Peggy Young's new album is called Raw, and it is. Why'd you have to ruin my life? Why'd you have to be so mean? Why'd you have to tell me this is life? Why not be straight with me? In 2014, her 36-year marriage to Neil Young ended in divorce. He'd struck up a new relationship with actress Daryl Hannah. Out of that, Peggy Young didn't shy away from any of her emotions. She's called her new album the soundtrack to the seven stages of grief. You hurt me so bad. You were the best love I ever had. Peggy Young joins us now to talk about that album from member station KQED in San Francisco. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you. So, this project, as you've mentioned, came out of a very tumultuous time in your life. Did working on the album help you process everything that was going on?
Definitely. When things first were changing, I just found a lot of solace in writing and writing and writing. And then we just took this stack of lyrics that I had, and some of them were just blah, you know, I needed to express things that not necessarily, you know, ended up being songs. They were just thoughts and feelings and, you know, pretty all over the map.
Yeah. How do you take those feelings, as you say, all over the map and make them into something coherent that speaks to people?
Well, I hope you're hearing it. And I hope others that hear the record will, you know, be able to apply it to their lives in some ways. And that could be through divorce, it could be, you know, late in life divorce, it could be death. That's, you know, loss and heartbreak are pretty universal.
You have a song on the album called Too Little Too Late. Let's listen. Regretted the changes that brought us to now. I'd take it all back if I only knew how. Drive on away with the weight of demand, and the road keeps on going till you find where you land. If you could just take us back to when you were making this album, you know, what was going through your head? How did you feel after such an important part of your life had ended?
Well, there's sort of two questions there. I enjoyed making the record because I love being with my bandmates. I love working in the studio. I love that act of creative expression. And this was an interesting change on this record as well, in that I didn't play any instruments. I just sang. Because after things became upended, I just couldn't play. I got pretty frozen there for a while, but I could write. So it was actually quite freeing to get in the studio and just sing and not have to, you know, think about learning the chords and remembering the chord changes. And
Why do you think you couldn't play?
I couldn't do a lot of the things that, you know, I really enjoyed doing. I couldn't read a book. I couldn't even watch TV. I don't know. I went into a depression, so I did, you know, I had to start by getting out of bed and then, you know, just gradually pull myself back together. In the arms of another.
Continuing the fight, too little, too late. Too little, too late.
Going on close to 3 years down the road now, I mean, I'm in such a different place. You know, the first song you played was clearly written out of, you know, anger, but really anger is a secondary emotion to hurt. And so, you know, there were a lot of emotions swirling around in there.
There always are. Do I ever cross your mind? Darling, do you ever see
some situation somewhere somehow triggers your memory.
What is the advice that you would give? What have you learned from this painful journey?
You just can't ever know what's going to happen. Life is full of surprises. Yeah, that's what I know. You know, you kind of envision a future, you know. I was looking at our third act and what that was going to be like. And, you know, you just never know what's going to happen next. And hopefully you've got the capacity to keep going.
That's Peggy Young. Her new album is Raw. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Trying to live my life without you, babe, is the hardest thing I'll ever.